Hello, I'm Christopher Ian Chenoweth of PositiveChristianity.org. This is a prayer for inspiration. I pray that in your human mind there is a great light of God, a light of God that is so great that it is casting out all darkness. I pray that this light of God affects everything. It affects even the cause of conditions. I pray that this light of God is penetrating every individual thought in all phases of mind, and that the thoughts are changed, they're illumined. Light is the first great revelation of the divine creative energy that is happening to you, and it is happening to you now. There is an infinite light that is affecting every area of your mind and your subconscious mind and every thought therein. There is an infinite light that is affecting you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. There is nothing missed. Every individual cell and atom and tissue, organ of your body temple is affected, and the intelligence held therein. The power of infinite light is happening in and through you, and you are filled with the inspiration and the intelligence of God. You are the light of the world, and you have the light of God in you that is the light of the world. You are illumined by the flaming Christ within. This illumination casts out automatically all darkness. And there is a power to see and perceive as never before. You have a light in you that is bathing all in beauty. Your human eyes are illumined with this light. They are able to take in the images from without and perceive in a whole new way. You are illumined. This light is shining through you. All people treat you in a different way because they treat the light coming through you in a whole new way. You are able to be an inspiration to others just by being. You are filled with this light, beginning now, and for the rest of your days. You are filled with this light beginning now because you accept this light. You say with me, "Dear God, I consent in my human mind. I consent in my human mind. I consent in my human body. I consent in my human body. And I consent in my soul, and I consent in my soul to the light of God coming in and through me." It is so because you have allowed it to be so. God's light is coming in you as you, and you are filled with this light now, and you will be filled with this light forever. All the darkness and fear in the world cannot put out this light. This light shall light the paths of those who seek light, want light, and need the light. You bring light wherever you are. If you walk into an area where there is error or anger, you bring the light of God that is a natural healing coming through you, because you have agreed to be there. You always say the right thing, because light and illumination comes forth from your mouth. You give light. You share light to all that are receptive to the light. No one shall feel poor, unhappy, or forsaken in your presence. You follow the path of righteousness for God's name's sake. This is your devotion to the Infinite One and your consecrated service. You bring justice and mercy and wisdom to your fellow humans today and every day because you are agreeing to be the light of the world. In this radiant golden light of Christ, truth and love shines forth. And peace. This light is peace. This light is love. And this light is healing to all that contact you. And it is healing within you. Within your heart is a light that never dims, darkens, or doubts. Matthew 5:16. Hear this with new ears. Let your light so shine before men that they shall see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I pray that through your human eyes you will be able to see God everywhere. I pray that you'll be able to find the Christ in every man and woman that you see. I pray that you'll be able to find the good in every situation. You are given the anointing power right now through you to become the Anointed One, to become the Christ light and the Christ presence. You are steadfast in Christ. And you rise in that presence, cleansed, purified, and free. You are steadfast in God, and steadfast in God, knowing that God is forever steadfast in you. You have in your mind the mind of God, and this is a higher mind. Your problems you have found could not be solved at the same level of mind that they were created at. You now have a higher level of mind coming through your mind. The mind of God is the only mind. The supreme intelligence of the universe is your intelligence. The Christ mind is at the center of your being. This mind will be the same in you today and forever. The innermost of your being is supreme intelligence and supreme love. You are filled with the idea of oneness. It is more than a concept. It is a knowing inside of you because of what you're feeling right now. No matter where you are, or what you have done, or what the circumstances of your life may be, there is that inside of you that is always undisturbed and forever immaculate. It is the Christ center of your being. And it is forever spiritually pure and undefiled. There is within you that is indestructible. There is within you the supreme mind of God, which never slumbers or sleeps. You let this God mind be in you, and it is forever your spiritual heritage. You feel spiritual in mind and in body and in soul, in every part of you, because you know and you live the Christ of your being, and you have the great attainment. You are led into a superabundance of truth, more than learning on Sunday morning, more than books or teachers. The supreme wisdom of God mind thinks through you. You live by the way of pure intuition, and you break the bounds of Earth's finite fictions. There is a God mind in you, and it is thinking in you. It lifts you above creeds, rituals, and traditions. You are the child of the living God. You have a realization of this now. You have a feeling from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and throughout your being of the divine essence of God. The divine essence of God speaks through your mouth. It feels in well-being. It touches with your hands. It thinks in your mind. It perceives in your eyes. It hears in your ears. It smells through your nose the heavenly smells of the world, of the beauty that is around you. You have said to God, "Let this mind be in me, which was also in Christ Jesus." And it is. The Christ is the center of your being. Inside of mind, you say to yourself that everything that God is, I am. Everything that I am, God is. With your free will, you give every individual thought over to God and allow God to infill and uplift. I give you my everything, my habits, even my ego opinions I give to you, God. Uplift, brighten, and illumine. I ask that the triumphant Christ is the only of my being. I pray that I put off the old man and the old woman, and that my personality becomes the son, the daughter of God. I pray that everyone that I see from now on will feel the inspiration of God coming through me. I understand that God within is my individuality in the mind of God. Each day I agree to renew my recognition that this is the eternal truth of who I am, the eternal truth of my being. I allow and consent to my personality glowing and radiating with this inner illumination of God. And with gratitude and with joy, I completely accept the full realization that I have the individuality of the mind of Christ. I identify myself with the spiritual, perfect individual. My whole nature is now enriched as I allow it to be enriched with the nobility of that mind that was also in Christ Jesus. I personally use, and I make of this understanding of God mind, my mind, my actions, and my reactions to all of life and to all that are in life. I pray that every moment of my existence that I have a God-conscious identity. I pray that the Christ of my being is so strong, so sacred, that it becomes the center of my every action, the center of my very life, the center of my very cause, the center of my power. I pray that it is real and eternal. And with joy, I recognize that the Spirit of God is the indestructible part of my being. There is an eternal illumination that is happening in and through me now. As I speak this word, there is something that is occurring within. It is instant, and it's forevermore. All parts of me are healed. All of humankind shall be blessed by my presence. And I accept all of this understanding now that does not come from this prayer tape, but from a remembrance and a recall and a direct connection with God. I speak the word in mind for a vaster, dynamic understanding of all that God is and all that God can be as me. I decree that every word that comes forth from my mouth will be a word of joy, a word of health, of peace, prosperity, a positive word for myself and for every living creature on this earth and for every condition in my life. I will know and I will speak from the center of the power of God that flows through the word that I speak. I clothe my words with ideas and inspirations that produce forms that are positive. I constantly am looking to change my environment through the power of God inspiration coming in and through me. I pray that my words have the power to unlock the invisible, inexhaustible treasures of souls. I pray that I evoke panoramas and visions of matchless splendor that pour out a rainbow of ideas that we never thought of before. I pray that I am a living inspiration to myself and to all other people. The words that I speak bring forth invisible power of spirit into mighty manifestation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Words of truth uttered with sincere feeling expand my consciousness and fill me with a divine awareness that transcends theory, education, memory, time, and place. Each day at the beginning of the day, I clothe myself in the garments of the Christ, in the garments of right attitude, the right thinking, the right feeling, the right expression. I am determined to think and dress and act with all the dynamic colorfulness of life itself. I refuse to wear or think the laden tones of misery, suffering, or discouragement. I bathe myself and all others that come into my presence in the golden sunlight of truth. My soul is an endless stream of color. It is alive with all the hues of the rainbow of reality. And I wear the glorious colors of the Christ within in health and happiness. I dress in the colors of thoughts that I entertain, and life takes on the colors of the thoughts that we think. And I decide this moment and this time to refresh myself and inspire myself and exhilarate myself with the hues of thinking and feeling of God mind. And I'm vibrant. I pulsate with infinite mind and infinite energy, infinite intelligence. I am able to advance into the future with a divine awareness that all things are prepared for me by the ever-loving power that is the Supreme Lord of the cosmos. Everything that I do takes on the tone of triumph of this vast over-self, and it individualizes round about me. In giant waves, my whole being is being flooded. I am being flooded with spiritual light, flooded with an inward knowingness, flooded with a glorious power. When I pray with a direct knowing that I am connected with the Almighty. I pray with a measureless, boundless, the eternal of all good, and I ask nothing amiss, therefore I miss nothing. I am coexistent with God, co-eternal with the mind of God, and I have every mental equivalent for health, every mental equivalent for prosperity, every mental equivalent for creativity, every mental equivalent for success. I am coexistent with the mind of God. I have a faith inside of me that is connected with God, given by God. This faith is the mental faculty that asks for and receives definite results. My faith is in God, and my faith in God is measured by the faith that I have in myself, and I have full faith in myself because I have a fullness of God within myself. I have an absolute faith in God, an absolute faith that begets absolute faith of God. I have strong, powerful plans ahead, and that brings to me progress and success and creativity for manifesting the same. My mental equivalent with God is powerful. My thought always externalizes at the level of my concept. My definite inner convictions of my being are the mental equivalents of the things that I experience in my life. I pray every day that I have a greater expression of God into my world and a greater expression of God within myself. I pray that I have a greater expression of love. Daily, I will strive for a greater mental equivalent of all these attributes of God, for a mental and a divine quality that is within my mind, within my thinking, and within my feeling. I know I walk with God, in God and by the means of God, for God is the glory of this endless day in which I live. And I bless this day, and this day is blessing me. This day does not dominate me. Neither does any person or place or circumstance within this day. This day, I have dominion over it. I have dominion over this day. I see that creation is already perfect. I am creative, and in this creativity, in this perfection, I bring it forth through me. I constantly draw to myself unexpected good that comes from unknown channels. I meet the right people at the right time, and I have circumstance after circumstance come into my life that is absolutely filled with joy, abundance, harmony, and health. The mind of God has arranged all of my appointments, my conferences, and my work. This is the most wonderful day that I have ever lived. It is the most wonderful day that God has ever made, and I am a part of that. I bless my day, and my day blesses me. Today, there is only God's perfect plan, and it is unfolding with all of its power and effortless effort in and through me. There is no laziness or inertia in me, and there is also no rush, no worry, no pressure. I am within God, and God is within me. And when we, God and I, are confronted by piles of works and details, we instantly know that God's hands, through my hands, move everything in order and in right action. This day is not something that's going on in time, but something that is already beautiful and great in the mind and heart of infinite wisdom and divine intelligence. This day is ruled and governed and established by God's law, divine love itself, and it is overflowing with every good thing for me and mine and all. The Spirit within me says, yes, this is the truth, and it is so. It is so in this day, and it will be so in every day from now on, because I, through the inspiration of God, decree it to be so. I pray that to all of humankind I am generous, joyous, and sustained in God. And when God says to me, lo, I am with you always, I accept that as a virtual truth of my virtual being. I know that the law of attraction is here and at work in and through me. And all of life and truth and love respond as I open wide the portals of my being to the presence of God. I let, through my free will, through my conscious human mind, I let the universal power operate in and through me. I open my consciousness to the glory and the wonder of the Infinite One, and I am filled with understanding. I am filled with spiritual intuition, definite instruction, and I'm filled with guidance. The right understanding of God's presence and power and the right action within me and around me and through me is God within me. And of God's kingdom and all-powerful response, there is no end. I get busy with God, and God gets busy with me. I get definite about God, and God gets definite about me. The infinite responds and gets busy within me. This prayer, this treatment contains the answers, the response, according to the mental equivalent that I embody. The greater the mental equivalent in me of God's magnitude and power, the greater the response from the Infinite One. And God always answers my prayer, my treatment, for God answers every prayer. It is impossible for me to be separated from God's love and care. This connection that I feel so strongly with God right now, it will never be broken, it will never be dissolved, it will never be destroyed. Before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. This is the premise and the principle of my eternal oneness with the all-creative One. God dwelleth in me, and God's love is perfected in me. And this is the established law of my divine reality. I give thanks that this is so now, that this is so tomorrow, and this is so next month and next year. And I pray that the things that I have not been able to fully accept, that they are given to me as seed ideas that grow, time-released ideas that bloom and expand inside of me, so that tomorrow will only be better than today as I expand in my mental equivalent of the mind of God. In Jesus Christ's name, I so decree for myself and for God. Amen and amen.